Hi, how you doing? Welcome in, Sober Army, to another Wednesday video from the Stop Drinking Expert. My name is Craig Beck, and if you are here, if you've just stumbled across this channel because you're worried about your drinking and you're considering doing that terrible, awful thing of quitting drinking, oh my God, then let me make it easy for you. Go to the website, stopdrinkingexpert.com, and sign up for today's free quit drinking webinar. And I will talk you through the process that I've used to help over 200,000 people to quit drinking easily without any of the silly gimmicks, without any group meetings, without any dangerous medication, without any of the nonsense that you're probably expecting. If you are new to the channel, hit the like button and subscribe. We have new videos every week. So today, I want to talk about why we get so worried and scared about this quitting drinking thing. And I think at the very base of this is a very human condition. And it's an action of the ego, which is kind of a default setting for us human beings. And that is that we don't like temporary. We want to apply permanency to everything. And this is completely the action of the ego. Your conscious mind, the piece of meat that is in your head. This has got nothing to do with divinity or your soul or anything like that. This is just purely your conscious mind, which cannot accept that it's not in control of everything. Your ego is a control freak, and it wants to prove how in control of your life that it is by appearing to apply permanency to everything. So when you make statements about yourself, there is an air of permanency about it. You might say, I'm a good person. And you don't mean I'm a good person today or I'll be a good person for a week. You generally make statements like that as though they're permanent. I am a good person. I always will be. I'm a good friend. You don't mean today or tomorrow. You mean I am the sort of person who is a good friend. And that is a statement of your ego. It is meaningless. It has no value. It has no worth. Some very horrible, nasty people have presumably made similar statements about themselves with equally as much conviction. Absolute garbage. Doesn't mean anything. But your ego likes this. It likes anything that it can take a hold of and say, I'm applying permanency to it. I am in control. That's why we like to get married. And we go to the marriage ceremony and we promise to be with this other person forever, don't we? There's nothing temporary about the marriage vows, is there? We don't say, let's get married for 5 years and see how it's working out and review the whole deal. Wouldn't that actually be better? No, we go, right, I love you and I'm going to love you forever no matter what you do. You can do anything you want. I'm still going to love you and we're still going to be married forever because we love permanency. And the reason for that is the ego cannot really accept temporary, because as soon as it starts accepting that life is like a wave, you know, good times will come and then they will end. Bad times will come and then they will end. You'll be rich, you'll be poor, you'll be healthy, you'll be ill. It's all a big wave. The ego can't accept that, because as soon as it does, then it must accept the ultimate temporiness. And that is that one day, no matter what you do, you will die. And there's nothing you can do about it. The ego cannot accept that. And so it will spend your whole life screaming and kicking and shouting like a petulant child, trying to prove that it is in control of everything. And so when you get to this point in your life, and it's normally after, you know, 10, 20 years of drinking, and you get to this point in your life where you're just beaten by it, and you're thinking, I can't carry on doing this. I can't carry on drinking poison every day. It's got to stop. But you're afraid to stop, because you start thinking, you know, your ego starts saying, well, you know, how are you going to celebrate anything? How are you going to socialize? How are you going to have Christmas? How are you going to have Thanksgiving? Alcohol's always been there. It always has been. It has to remain. It has to be permanent. And that sounds logical to a problem drinker. You've got to have a drink at Christmas. That's just common sense, isn't it? You got to have, you know, alcohol on vacation. Otherwise, is it even a vacation? And so what I'm trying to get across to you today is that the part of you that thinks that is insane. It's your ego. And it's the same part of you that makes ridiculous statements that are completely subjective and baseless. You know, I can sit here now and say, I'm a fantastic person. And half the people who know me will say, yeah, he is. What a great guy. And the other half will say, what an asshole. How the arrogance on this guy. Everyone knows he's a dick. Doesn't matter what I say. It's completely subjective. But your ego makes these statements with such conviction. And it's that voice that's telling you that alcohol must be present in your life in the future. I just want to tell you, stop listening to that voice. That voice is insane. And you've done this many times before. You have had things that have been very dominant in your life, but you've let them go. You've consigned them to history because it was appropriate to do so. For example, you know, when you were a kid and your mom or your dad would take you to the playground and you'd go on the swings and you'd go on the slide and maybe you'd go to the soft play center at McDonald's and jump in the ball pool and you'd have a great time. Well, the chances are as an adult, you don't do that anymore. Not because you don't want to, but because you have quite rightly assigned it to the past. It was a period of your life and now it's not. And the same is true of alcohol. You know, when you were in your 20s, maybe even your 30s, you will have had some crazy great times where alcohol was there. You'll have some stories to tell, I am sure. But if you keep creating those stories for the rest of your life, it becomes inappropriate. It becomes not fun. You don't want to be the 70-year-old who keeps getting found in the gutter every Saturday morning. Yeah, it was fun when you were 20. But it's not so much fun when you're, you know, 60, 70 years old. It's kind of sad and depressing in the same way that a 60 or 70-year-old who still wants to go and play in the ball pit would be seen as a little bit weird and suspicious. So if you've reached that point in your life where you're saying, I think I got to stop drinking. I can't keep doing this. I just want to tell you, it's okay to feel like that. It's okay. And it is perfectly acceptable to put alcohol in a box and say, that's a part of my history. And I had some great times. I have some great stories to tell. But it's no longer appropriate. Because, you know, when you're young and daft and getting up to no good and experimenting with alcohol, it's normally only yourself that you hurt, you know. You get into a few scrapes, you get into a bit of trouble, you do a little bit of damage, but it's normally only yourself. But when you get older, your role in life changes. You become an inspiration to other people. You know, you become that guiding light for your children. So if you carry on that behavior into middle age, it's not only you that you're hurting. You're hurting many other people, including your children. In fact, you know, what you do at this point in your life has a generational effect. You teach your children this, they teach their children that, and the message that you do now goes down the line. So that's why it's not appropriate to carry on with what you were doing. And it is perfectly fine to draw a line and say, that chapter of my life is done. Now, sobriety. So that's it for today. I hope that made sense. Let me know in the comments at what age you came to the conclusion that you didn't want alcohol in your life anymore. How old were you when you finally realized that's it? Enough. In the comments below, please. And don't forget, if you want a free copy of my book, Alcohol Lie to Me, go to the website right now, stopdrinkingexpert.com. Thanks for watching. See you soon. The Stop Drinking Expert course isn't just an excellent way to deal with problem drinking. According to Trustpilot, it's the best way. Rated number one in addiction treatment centers, number one in alcoholism treatment programs on the entire Trustpilot platform, number one in mental health services, number one in psychotherapy, and number one in wellness programs. If you're serious about dealing with your drinking, get the best, most successful, and most respected solution. Book your place on Sundays free Quit Drinking webinar now.